Good morning, everyone. You got to wonder what floats over the transom over there at WikiLeaks, if there even is an office called WikiLeaks. Certainly, there's an email inbox. And back when WikiLeaks wasn't necessarily a household name, editor Julian Assange mentioned to Computer World magazine that among the other things he had was 5 gigs of information from a Bank of America executive's hard drive. So when Assange gave an interview to Forbes magazine and said he was ready to publish information from a major bank, the rumor was it's B of A about to go down. Well, what's the reality to the rumor? Joining us is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Is the banking industry and possibly Bank of America the next shoe to drop from the WikiLeaks universe, Louise?
Well, John, everyone on Wall Street has been aflutter this week. I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten from different bank executives and traders and saying, do you think it's true? Do you think it's true that WikiLeaks is, you know, has this mega dump on Bank of America? They're interested and worried because whatever is in this leak, if it makes Bank of America look really bad, if it shows that they have bad mortgage lending practices, or that there was corruption in the bailout, or even just embarrassing emails that make, you know, bank executives look greedy. That's bad for Bank of America, but it's also bad for all of Wall Street, and it plays into political reform. You know, the worse Wall Street looks, the worse they do in Washington.
Louise, let's focus directly on the sort of interior story at Bank of America. I mean, worst case scenario, it seems to me, is that these emails or this 5 gigs of data shows that the Bank of America didn't care during the acquisition of Countrywide about Countrywide's mortgage practices and either overlooked irresponsible behavior on the part of Countrywide or didn't value the stock appropriately. The Countrywide story might be the big headline inside a 5 gig hard drive from a B of A executive, right?
It definitely could be Countrywide. You know, they had 2 mega acquisitions that have been very controversial in the last few years. They acquired Countrywide and they acquired Merrill Lynch. And a lot of people think they overpaid for both of those. You know, there was an SEC case about the Merrill Lynch investigation, so there could be new data about what they knew about the losses at Merrill. What's interesting is they really acquired kind of the full spectrum of the mortgage pipeline because Countrywide, you know, made all these bad loans to people, and then Merrill Lynch was one of the biggest players in bundling them into those mortgage bundles that did so horribly. And so any information about what executives at either of those companies knew or didn't know about the quality of the mortgages they were making and what Bank of America knew could be damning.
Finally, John Thain was at Merrill Lynch when B of A acquired it. He's now gone on to CIT, a company that's a little iffy. Could there be a ripple effect if there are revelations about Thain in this B of A, alleged B of A WikiLeaks data?
Well, see, what I even wondered is if it's a Bank of America's hard drive, what does he have from executives' computers at those other companies?
Right.
Because, you know, when you acquire a company, you get access to their info. So you're right, it could embroil a lot of executives. One thing that the WikiLeaks founder said is that it will show flagrant violations, unethical practices, and be a window into the ecosystem of corruption. So he's definitely making high claims. He says it could bring down a bank or two, but we'll have to see about that because, remember,
right,
a lot of info has come out on these banks.
Well, here's a prediction that is pretty clear. Louise Story will be staying up late nights if the WikiLeaks shoe does drop, that's for sure. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.